WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark, your day 5 minute jolt of inspiration. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a little more humor, and a whole lot more intention. Today, we're diving into something super crucial for building stronger, healthy relationships, emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you've had that awkward moment where words get tangled up and misunderstandings explode. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower reserved for the chosen few. It's a skill, something you can learn and develop like any other. And trust me, mastering this is game-changing. Think about it, strong emotional intelligence helps you understand your own feelings, navigate tricky situations with finesse, build empathy for others, and communicate like a freaking pro. Ready to level up your relationship game? Let's get into it. First things first. Understanding yourself. That means recognizing your emotions, the good, the bad, and the messy ones in between. You know those feelings that hit you like a ton of bricks? Anger, sadness, frustration. Learn to name them, explore what triggers them, and understand how they impact your behavior. This isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about becoming aware of them so you can respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Next up, active listening. It's more than just hearing words, it's truly paying attention to what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact, nod along, ask clarifying questions, and reflect back what you hear to show them you're genuinely engaged. Trust me, people feel seen and valued when they know you're listening with your whole heart. Empathy is the magic ingredient that makes relationships truly thrive. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes, trying to see the world from their perspective, and understanding their emotions even if you haven't experienced them yourself. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, it means you strive to understand where they're coming from. Communication is key, folks. Express your thoughts and feelings clearly and respectfully, using I statements instead of blaming or accusing. Be open to feedback, even if it's not what you want to hear, and remember that healthy communication involves both listening and speaking. Think about a time when someone really listened to you, understood your perspective, and made you feel heard. That's the power of emotional intelligence in action. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine two friends, Sarah and John, who are having a disagreement. Sarah is feeling hurt and frustrated because John cancelled the plans last minute without explaining himself. Instead of accusing John or storming off, Sarah takes a deep breath, identifies her feelings, hurt and frustration, and decides to approach the situation calmly. She says something like, "Hey John, I felt really disappointed when you cancelled our plans without saying anything. It made me feel like our time together wasn't important." John hears Sarah's words, understands where she's coming from, and apologizes for not communicating effectively. They talk things through, find a solution that works for both of them, and their friendship comes out stronger on the other side. See how emotional intelligence transformed a potential conflict into an opportunity for growth and connection. So, remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to learn and grow. But trust me, the rewards are well worth it. Start by tuning into your own emotions, practicing active listening, cultivating empathy, and communicating with intention. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little emotional intelligence boost. And if you've got any stories or insights about your own journey, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Remember, folks, you have the power to build stronger, more meaningful relationships every single day. Don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep sparking those awesome connections.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.